The Deputy Director General of the Ghana Education Service, Dr. Stephen Edu, says 186 teachers alleged to have fake certificates are still being investigated. Speaking to Radio Ghana on what the service is doing about these teachers, Dr. Edu said instructions have been given to all regional directors to cross-check and clear those teachers from the system. He spoke to George Ankra.
We are talking about making sure that the teachers who are in the system are the right people there. There are a lot of allegations about some of them holding fake certificates. There are also allegations of some of them holding fake appointment letters and promotion letters. So when we got these allegations, we started doing our investigation. So we directed all the regional directors to ensure that all these fake certificates are removed from the system. So we asked all the regional directors to compile. Around the same time, the BNI was also alerted. So they also started investigation into the issue, moving from one region to the other. So I can say that as we speak now, only two regional directors have submitted their reports. And as the report indicated, we have those from the Bronhafo region and then the Volta region. Even in the Volta region, they've not finished. So it's like the investigations are going on. But what is happening now is we are mixing the two, what the GS is doing and then what the BNI is doing. BNI is a security agency. So all those that are caught, they continue with the investigation. So from the Ghana Education Service, so we are publishing this. This one has come in. All the other regions will also come in. And so when the verifications are done, investigations are completed, then we give them to the appropriate authority. So that is how far we've gone to.
Is it a case of recent time or it's been happening?
I would say that these things have been happening over the years. What happens is that, you know, when teachers come out of the college, those from the College of Education, their certificates are not released until their results are. So some of them will get into the system before even their certificates are released. And when their certificates are released, normally we get the report from the Teacher Education Division who take the result from the university. So we use that to upgrade them into the system. But you see, some of them, they even fail at the College of Education, but they will find their way into the system if it is not well scrutinized. The other side of it is that because it has become very difficult now getting into the system, you know, in the past, we had a lot of shortages of teachers in the system. So we were recruiting as many. You know, we were even recruiting people, teachers, those who have not even had the professional teacher training. But right now, it appears that we have large numbers of teachers who are seeking for appointments. You know, apart from these 38 colleges of education, in the past, they were producing about 8,500 teachers every year. Now, because the allowances that they were receiving have now been changed, they are now taking loans, and the government is still paying the feeding fee, the numbers in the College of Education have increased, some to about 15,000, meaning that there are more teachers who have been turned out from the College of Education more than in the past. And at the same time, we have some universities that are training teachers. That also brings out large numbers of teachers who have been trained now. In addition, we have private colleges who have also been recognized and they are training teachers. So you realize that the number of teachers coming into the system are more than we used to have. And it is at this time that the Minister of Finance have also put in place measures to ensure that at least there is sanity in the recruitment and appointment of the teachers. Before we can recruit, we have to seek for approval from the Minister of Finance. These measures were introduced not long ago.